Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports NFL Insider, joining us here on the OG. Jonathan, what's up, man?
All of that, Joe, was very well said. Certainly from the beginning with the Bills and their overlap with the 2015 Carolina Panthers. Certainly saw a lot of the Panthers in that game last night. And you just thought, gosh, you know, if they just had that magic, unfortunately, of course, going up against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah. 13 seconds, man. 13 seconds. All right. I'm going to give you the hottest take you will have heard all day today. You ready for this? No, yeah. No, this is the hottest take. I guarantee you what I'm about to tell you is the hottest take you will hear. Melt your face hot. One chip challenge. You're going to be with hiccups and tears in your eyes. All right?
I'm ready.
The current NFL overtime rules are fine.
Yeah. No, without question. They are absolutely hold on. The playoff overtime rules are just fine.
Yeah.
The regular season rules, they need to go back to 15 minutes. They took it down to 10 and they need to go down to 15.
So a team just can't milk they just can't milk the clock, kick a field goal and call it a day.
That's exactly right. That a team, you know, with 10 minutes, there can be a 7-minute field goal drive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then now you only have 3 minutes left to go down and match that. But so here's my thing, and forget about what happened in regulation, which was a fantastic regulation. But in overtime, you get the coin flip. Well, you know, there is a clock, but there's not really a clock, right? Because you're both going to get a possession unless that team scores a touchdown. Well, your defense is just as much a part of your team as your offense. And for the Buffalo Bills, they had a pretty good defense this year. So all you have to do is not allow the other team to get into the end zone, and you get your opportunity to go do whatever you want on offense. They didn't stop them from getting into the end zone. So I don't think that Josh Allen absolutely deserves the football. Do I wish that Josh Allen had gotten the football back, just like I would have wished if Patrick Mahomes had gotten the football back, had the Bills won the coin toss and gone down there and scored a touchdown? Absolutely. But we can't just because it was an amazing game doesn't mean that, oh, we changed the rules now. No, the rules are just fine. The defense is part of your team too.
Well, I also think that the overtime rules, you talk about an amazing game. It was an amazing game, which means it's going to have to end at some point. Both teams cannot win. So after 60 minutes, where these two teams have clear, and it's interesting too, because Jillian and I talked about this earlier, in that we've had two instances now in the last couple of weeks at the end of the regular season between the Raiders and the Chargers, and then now this playoff game, you've had instances where the two teams after 60 minutes proved to you they were worthy of winning, right?
Right.
You've had 60 minutes to do so. After that amount of regulation time, you've now acquiesced the right to fairness. And whatever is in your control, like you talked about, you do have to give credit when the other team goes 75 yards and scores a touchdown on you. It's like when I used to play online video games, right? Like, you get into a situation where if I get sniped from across the map, all I got to do is go, yep, you got me, man. Like, I couldn't stop that. Like, I should have known better. And in the case of the Chiefs, dude, you got to stop them. All you got to do is keep them to a field goal. You couldn't do that? Done. We're out of here. The Chiefs deserve to win that game.
That's exactly right. At some point, you do have to stop the other team because, okay, they go down and score a touchdown. Well, under some people's proposed overtime rules, well, then the Bills get an opportunity to go down and score a touchdown. And just does it finally end when somebody – passes out from exhaustion and they don't score a touchdown? No, there's not going – every single solution I've heard presents another issue. And while people say it came down to the coin flip, well, no, it didn't. It didn't come down to the coin flip. It came down to the defense, which is part of the Buffalo Bills team, which would be a huge reason why the Buffalo Bills or any team would win a Super Bowl. They didn't stop them, just like they didn't stop them with 13 seconds left. And so I'm not saying that the Buffalo Bills didn't deserve to win that game. I completely agree with you, Joe, that they did enough to win that game. And it is a shame, as cliche as it is, to say, gosh, hate that somebody had to lose that game. But ultimately, someone did have to lose the game, and they lost because their defense didn't do what their defense has done all season or what they were supposed to do there in overtime.
Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports, joining us here on the OG. All right, Double J, I can't quite figure out Tom Brady's game here because it's been basically leaked that potentially he's ready to shut this thing down. That does he want the attention? Like, has he not gotten enough attention as being called the greatest of all time by everybody and their mother? Like, what is the play here by Tommy and his team?
That's a really good read, Joe, and that's a very similar read to the one that I have. I'm not convinced that Tom Brady's hanging him up. And remember, he's been saying for years, essentially, that he wants to be the oldest starting quarterback in NFL history. Well, he needs another year to do that in order to take that mantle. Of course, he's the greatest of all time. So why is this happening right now? I think you hit the nail on the head. Much like we saw Aaron Rodgers really want that sort of public display of affection, if you will, from the Green Bay Packers, very similar to like how we may be seeing Sean Payton, who appears to be sort of at the end of his rope after a decade and a half with the New Orleans Saints. Any other sort of professional athlete seems to sort of be going around right now where, hey, I want my team to let me know publicly just how much I matter, just how important I am. And let's not forget, of course, Tom Brady left New England because he was not treated in this way and because he wanted to spread his wings a little bit and wanted to be loved out there in the public. And so maybe this is him wanting that just a little bit more. Everyone listening to this may say, well, Tom, didn't you get enough of that over the past year plus? And I have no argument to that. All I'm simply saying is, Joe, I think that that is a very proper read on this. I'm not saying that he's retiring just yet.
What about Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to go, I don't know, go start his own podcast after this? I mean, oh, I don't know what direction he's going in, because whereas Tom Brady has clear stated goals, right? As you mentioned, he wants to be the oldest quarterback. We get that he likes the attention and everything else. Aaron Rodgers strikes me as a guy, and we've gotten more and more evidence here, that he likes attention, but in a different way. The most revealing thing in that ESPN feature from over the weekend is that he's purposely just going out there as though he's some sort of online edgelord. He's acting like the things that he's doing aren't things that, you know, I knew guys in college doing to be edgy on the wolf web, for heaven's sake. So yep. This business isn't unique or new to Aaron Rodgers, but he clearly thinks he's unique and new and edgy, which is about 95% of online podcast hosts today. So he's perfect for the demographic.
He is, again, a fantastic read on Rodgers. If he starts a podcast, I will not be subscribing to it. I find Aaron Rodgers a lot less interesting than I did 5 months ago. And so, you know, the ESPN article, I can't say that I read it because I just
he's being silenced, Jonathan. That's why he had to talk to ESPN after he's talked to Pat McAfee once a week and everything else.
But you know, even to your point about like how it's the edgy and you're the critical thinker and you're the outside the box thinker. Well, I've heard it, you know, I've heard it. And frankly, this whole like free thinking is not that unique. Everything that you're saying, you know, it's out there, and I choose to sort of disregard it because I don't agree with you. And so if he wants to talk, he can keep talking. And if journalists want to keep acting as though this is interesting, then okay. I personally, as a writer, I don't feel the need to transcribe his quotes and then have to fact check him in parentheticals throughout the article. I'd rather just not write the article. But, you know, each his or her own there. What's next for Aaron Rodgers? Denver Broncos?
He's going to go somewhere warm and play. He's going to do what Brady did. Watch. Because he wants to win another one.
Tired of the snowflakes?
He is.
He cares more, obviously, about having a championship team. And you look at the Broncos, and there are a lot of pluses and minuses there, but they have a team that if they have a quarterback, they can compete. You look where they're competing, of course, in the AFC West, and he has to get through Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert, and those would be taller tasks than joining, let's say, an AFC South team. So he wants to go somewhere warm. You know, I mean, the Houston Texans, Houston's warm. I don't think he
But well, this is a copycat league, right, Jonathan?
Sure. Yeah.
So if the Rams are renting, you know, are selling the future to win now, who's to say someone with a dome or someone in a warm city doesn't say, all right, I'll trade everything I got. I'll take Rodgers, and they can't get Devontae Adams, but they can surely get a functional tight end and a functional receiver to go with them, and just add water, and all of a sudden you're in the Super Bowl. If, kind of like Carolina basketball or NC State fans who sometimes think, oh, it's magically going to change. At this point in his career, isn't Aaron Rodgers who Aaron Rodgers is? Like, he's arguably the highest rated passer in the regular season in NFL history. Congratulations.
But that doesn't make
him
the baddest man.
If he plays somewhere warmer, if he plays in the dome, is he magically going to get better in the playoffs? Is he?
I hear what you're saying. It takes three to tango here, because Rodgers is going to have to say yes to wherever he goes. The team is going to want to have to say yes to Rodgers, which I think a number of teams would say yes to Rodgers, and if they wouldn't have 2 years ago, because they were reticent about age or ability, of course. I think that what Tom Brady did with Tampa, to your point, has sort of assuaged some of those fears. But, you know, the Green Bay Packers, while they have tacitly agreed to work with Aaron Rodgers on this deal, and I think it's even more than just tacit, even though there's no written communication and contract there, the Packers aren't going to harm themselves by trading away Aaron Rodgers, because they're already harming themselves by trading away Aaron Rodgers. They will not get the proper compensation for the guy who is about to be the consecutive time MVP. There's not enough picks for that. And so because of that, the Packers can't just send him somewhere where they may very well see him in 2022 or in the playoffs. So there's a lot of moving parts here. So it can't just be go somewhere warm and magically you're going to be better in the playoffs. Maybe this is something that he's had his eye on for some time, like, again, the Denver Broncos.
Okay. That's the second time you referenced the Denver Broncos. We'll go with that. Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports NFL Insider, joining us here on the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. If you missed any of this conversation, check it out on the Best of the OG podcast. We'll close on this because so many people refer to Aaron Rodgers as the baddest man in the NFL. And I'm not trying to deny that the guy isn't an MVP. I'm not trying to deny he doesn't have arm talent. But I'm having a hard time processing how can you be the baddest man when we got another weekend where other quarterbacks continue to show you that they can come up with the big play. They can keep their team in this thing. Yet Aaron Rodgers continues to not. And I'm not even talking about Tom Brady. I mean, if we're talking about the baddest man in the NFL, how is it not Patrick Mahomes? How is it not?
I mean, you talk about clutch, and it's Mahomes. Obviously, Brady nearly executing a 27-point comeback. You know, yesterday was pretty impressive. So he has the longevity there. But with Rodgers, you know, Rodgers is very fortunate that he had that Super Bowl, that he won that Super Bowl. Because if not, we're Dan Marino territory, right? We're talking about, you mentioned arm talent. You mentioned how he is one of the baddest men on the planet. This is the guy that most teams would pick in a draft if you have to go win tomorrow. But, you know, he hasn't gotten it done in the playoffs. And so, does he not have the clutch gene? I don't know what it is. Obviously, the Niners have cast a spell on Rodgers, and
I think that was from draft night, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, for people who don't know Aaron Rodgers, when the Niners picked over him, you know, California guy, blah 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 blah. I'm paraphrasing here, but Aaron Rodgers said on draft night, the 49ers are going to regret this, or, you know, whatever it was. And interestingly enough, he has yet to beat the 49ers in the playoffs, and he's had some embarrassments against them, including last night where here's Jimmy Garoppolo is the one thing that's not like the other. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, and hey, there's Jimmy G. Oh, well. All right, man. Good stuff as always. We will talk to you next week.
Can't wait, fellas. Appreciate it.